USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rioting in the streets of southwest Atlanta overnight after the deadly police shooting of a black suspect on Friday night. An Atlanta police official says about 40 arrests have been made. Protesters burned down a Wendy's restaurant and blocked traffic on a busy interstate. Rayshard Brooks was killed by an officer in a parking lot after police say he resisted arrest on a suspected DUI. The officer responsible has been fired. The Atlanta police chief resigned just hours after the incident. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said yesterday,
there has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
The 27-year-old daughter of country singer Hank Williams Jr. has died in an overnight car crash in Tennessee. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
The Republican Party is in a bit of a quagmire as it looks to move the convention from North Carolina to Florida this year. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump says he wants a new and updated Republican Party platform after the Republican National Committee voted to carry over the 2016 document. But they might be stuck with the old platform, which is filled with criticisms about the current administration. It was originally written about President Obama. Because RNC officials determined that the party's business couldn't be carried out either within the original North Carolina convention site or within the original convention city, the party rules require that the old platform has to carry over.
Nearly a dozen Minneapolis police officers are quitting the force in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, saying that morale is low and the officers feel misunderstood. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former director of the FBI has passed away. William Sessions was 90. His family says he passed away Friday in San Antonio of congestive heart failure. Sessions was appointed by Ronald Reagan in 1987 and served under three presidents. He was fired by President Clinton in 1993 after the Justice Department accused him of evading taxes and misusing public funds. Again, William Sessions is dead at 90. After massive crowds gathered outside New York City restaurants and bars on Friday night, New York City officials responded yesterday with big reminders saying that they've lost a lot of people to the virus and that just because the city seems to have crushed the curve, the coronavirus threat isn't over. Earlier in the day, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo retweeted a video showing what looked like a huge party on St. Mark's Place in the East Village, and he wrote, "Don't make me come down there." Xander Schauffele leads a group of five by one stroke in the PGA Tour's first event back since the pandemic suspended play in early March. He's leading a group of five by a stroke at 13 under at the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth. Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are lurking one shot back into the fourth round. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.